Oh, hello. Well, I was just looking around. It's my first time here. Don't know. I'm not sure if I'm ready to commit yet. I mean, it's not like I'm getting a cat or anything. This is a big responsibility. I mean, I'm gonna have him for my entire life. I knew I shouldn't come here though, since I wasn't ready. I have friends who did, just to look, on their lunch break. They weren't serious or anything. And then, what do you know? They adopted one right then and there. They couldn't help themselves. So I knew I shouldn't do it because that could happen to me as well. I'm just one of those people. I see a cute little face and I can't help myself. I just want to bring them all home with me. I have a very nurturing side. I can't adopt them all, though. One is enough. I think I'll just look around. Oh, well, I hadn't even thought about it. I guess what I'm looking for is, cute, of course. Friendly, a good disposition. Clean, fun, but not too rowdy. Oh, shy is fine. I know they can be shy and fun. You just have to get them out of their shell. Make them feel comfortable. Oh, I was thinking a younger one, but older is fine too. They don't get adopted much, do they? Since they won't live as long. And I suppose if they're older, they'll be more mature as well. I really don't have a strong preference. Though I feel that I should. Again, big commitment. Okay, well, show me. I'd love to actually meet one. I see them all the time at the grocery store, being walked outside. They're everywhere. But I feel like I'm the only woman who doesn't have one of my own. I've never even spoken to one before. Oh, I love adorable. Is it okay if I talk to him and I. Okay, yes, try before you buy, exactly. Hi there. I'm Margot. What's your name? You just seem like you are the sweetest thing. How old are you? You're younger than I am, which I did expect. That also makes it a bigger commitment, because you're gonna live a while. I should probably filter myself a little bit better. I'm sorry. This is a new experience for me. But I'm sure that you meet women all the time who come in and. No one comes over to you? How long have you been here? Oh my. You know what? I'm taking you home. Look at me. I should not have come here. I knew this would happen. But just look at you. I'm gonna give you a very good home. I promise. I'm gonna take the best care of you. You'll have the most comfortable bedroom. Yes, your own room. Yeah, you've never had one of those before, have you? You're gonna get your own. You're gonna get delicious meals. Excuse me. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I am gonna take him home. I'm sure. He's the one. I feel like he's absolutely perfect for me. Let me give you a tour of the house. My house is not that big. It's just a normal size house. For this area, anyway. Just two bedrooms. Pretty small, actually. The first thing I want to do is show you your room. Since I did this on a whim, I didn't have time to prepare it or anything. It's been my guest room, but I think you're gonna like it. I had a lot of fun decorating it, and I wanted to make it special for my guests, like my mother and my sisters. Isn't it divine? Oh, I'm so glad you like it! Yeah, that's a bed. It does look more comfortable than the one that you've been sleeping on. It's yours. Everything in here is yours. Everything in this whole house is yours. What's mine is yours. This is a very special day. You're joining my family. I think we should celebrate. Let's go out to dinner. See? All the women here, they all have one. That's a good question. I think it was just the fear of commitment. But I'm very glad that I finally took the plunge. I feel like a real 23rd century woman, finally. Oh! Oh, you saw them doing it? Well, how much do you know about kissing? You've never seen anyone do it before? So, two people do it when they love each other. You don't see it very much anymore, so I'm amazed that you saw them doing it. But there are so many paintings and so much art of people kissing. There are old movies of it, hundreds of years old. How much history do you know? Well, a long time ago, women did not adopt men. Well, men were just everywhere, just like women were. They had their own homes, they had their own jobs. For real. They would meet, they'd fall in love. Love? I don't even know how to describe that. That's when... I have some old movies we can watch. And that'll better show you what love is. But people would have babies together. They still do, but there aren't as many babies. It's not often that women adopt a man and have children with them. It's not exactly forbidden, but it's a little taboo. Now that is a good question. I'm trying to remember what they taught us in school. As I understand it, men fought all the time, I think, and killed a lot of people. I know, it sounds dreadful, doesn't it? There was war. We don't have that anymore, but basically people in different countries would kill other people, and even people in the same country would kill each other. I guess having men put up for adoption, it established peace in the world. It just made it so everyone was happier and things were more calm. You like the world as it is? I do too. That was such a wonderful dinner, don't you think? I don't go out much by myself. It can be boring. I'll go out with friends, though, or my mom or my sisters. And I'd see so many women with their men, and I get a little jealous. Like, why can't I be that courageous? Why can't I just adopt one? All right, I am exhausted. I'll see you in the morning. Yes, I have my own bedroom, too. Yes, my own bed as well. It's not exactly the same as yours. It's a little bit bigger, but just as comfortable. I can understand that. You know, you've been sleeping on your own every day, all by yourself, your whole life. While there are others around you, it's not the same as sharing a bed with someone and feeling some sort of companionship, which I don't think you've ever had. You don't get to go out with your friends or your mother or your sisters. Actually, wait, have you ever had friends? No. Oh, what the hell. Yes, you can come into my bed tonight. That I have heard of. That's called an erection. Basically, all your blood is flowing to that part of your body right now. It makes sense. The older movies, that usually happened when men and women were in beds together. I didn't even think that that was a possibility. I'm really sorry. Does it hurt? Good. Earlier I was telling you that there are some women who do fall in love with their men. They have sex, and then they have babies. Sex? Well, you take this, your erection, and you put it inside of me. I've never actually seen one of those in person before. Would you show it to me, please? Oh, wow. Oh, it feels nice. Well, it's hard, but the skin is soft. Well, you show me your penis. Let me show you my pussy. Oh, well. Now, I did say that it was a bit taboo. Women and their adopted men having sex together. But I have always wondered what it feels like. Right, because of the old movies. They always seem to really enjoy themselves. There are some movies that are banned. And I have seen some of them. In these movies, you can actually see the penis entering the pussy. It's a little different than the other movies, because I don't think they're really doing it in those. Because in the banned ones, they look like they're enjoying it a lot more. So I've always been curious. I think I would like to try it. Now, this is pretty exciting. I'm going to have sex. I'm really glad that I actually got committed to this idea and I adopted a man. So there are many ways to do this. Well, in the banned movies, there are. In the ones that we are allowed to see, well, the most common way, I lay here like so, and you get on top of me. Yeah, come on, do it. Yeah, in the banned ones, they just ram it right in. Oh, yeah, like that, I think. How does it feel for you? Oh, I like that. Okay, you need to move. Well, I don't mean jump off of me. I mean, you need to thrust. So you kind of like bounce on me. Pull it out a little bit. Push it in. Like that. Yes, 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 yes. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, this might be the most fun I've ever had. Oh, keep going, keep going. You are such a good boy. Oh. Oh, you liked that when I called you that? You are a very good boy. That feels so good. I feel like I got even wetter down there. I didn't know that could happen. It was like this gush. Amazing in all my life. Thank you. Wow. feel it too. Just keep going. No, you mustn't stop. Keep going. In all the movies that I've seen, the man gets to experience it too. Please. Oh. Down there. Oh. Now what is all of that? I'm leaking so much of it. It tastes quite good too. I wonder, did this come out of you? Oh, it's wonderful. I must have some more. Let me show you something else that I saw in the banned movies. It tastes so good. You like how that feels? I thought you might. We have so many things to try out. I even have some of the banned movies. I'm not supposed to, so don't tell anyone. We are going to try everything together. You're getting an erection again. So the flavor of your penis, it tastes like me, but it also tastes like whatever it was that came out of you. It tastes like both of us, and it is delicious. I want more. Much more. Do you think you can make it happen again? It happened. I just swallowed it all in one big gulp. So delicious. This was a very good idea. I think this might be the happiest day of my life. You are what has always been missing. It's not just about the companionship. It's about the sex, too. I love you. I have never felt so happy. You complete me. You made me feel things I've never felt. Now, how about we watch some of those banned movies? And then we try some new things together. Let's do it.